Hey, we're Midland.
You're listening to our album release special for Let It Roll on Big Machine Radio.
We're talking to Midland today about their new album, Let It Roll, which is available now. And we have talked a lot about Mr. Lonely, which, of course, was the first song you released off of this album. But I remember talking to you guys one time about the characters in your songs, and you said, really, most of them are just some sort of a combination of the three of us. And so I'm wondering, with Mr. Lonely, talk to me about the idea for writing this song, and is there a part of each of you that maybe you identify with in Mr. Lonely?
That song was one of a handful of songs that we had written together with Shane and Josh on their trip out to Texas. I remember coming into the room, and Josh and Jess were pretty deep into the idea of a song called Mr. Lonely, and the cadence that was being played was already there, you know, those three chords pretty much. And it was fun, and it came quickly because we were talking about something that was a little more flippant than Put the Hurt on Me or Playboys, which is a lot more emotional and kind of deeper and complex. And this was more of a story about a guy. Personally, I've never been the guy that anybody looked at and goes, well, I better be good to my girl or else that guy's gonna grab him. So, you know, I'd be lying to you if I told you I was, but there are people like that in the world. Not that that should be a real reason to treat any woman well. You should just inherently want to do that. But it's a fun story. It's like The Fireman, a George Strait song that we had been trying to chase for quite some time. And it's got kind of like a boot scoot and boogie, Brooks and Dunn, up-tempo, really 90s honky-tonk feel.
Well, I know anytime I've ever been in like a bar or a club and this song comes on, people instantly just start moving. So I think you have accomplished your mission. This is Mr. Lonely off Midland's new album, Let It Roll, which is available now.